Hey there, this is Eamon. You're listening to Progress and Perfection, a recovery-themed, Christian-flavored daily reflection. You can find us at progressandperfection.com. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. Anyone ever told you to have an attitude of gratitude? Disgusting, I know. In the months after sobering up, when I emerged from the cocoon of rehab and stumbled into the real world, I had the misfortune of taking a narrow view of things. I often defaulted, even as I began working the steps and getting somewhat better, to turning up my nose at simple truths. I would squint into the sunlight of the spiritual way of life and complain that I couldn't see the point of whatever I'd been suggested to do. The problem, as it usually turned out, was me. I was looking straight at the sun instead of turning around and seeing what it illuminated. I was focused on looking backward at how I got here and getting pissed instead of looking forward at the infinite opportunities now available. And my attitude is the primary fuel for where I look and how long I focus. Someone told me that I have control over my attitude. I wanted to punch him. But he's right. Despite the seemingly irresistible pull toward an emotional reaction to my situation, I have a choice in the way I respond. It may be very hard to plaster a smile on my face and hold my head up, but it's possible. It may not feel good to carry gratitude into my everyday work, but I can if I practice. It may leave me speechless to adopt a cheerful spirit rather than a judgmental one, but keeping my mouth shut is sometimes the biggest attitude adjustment I could ask for. And looking back, it's rare that I don't realize how disproportionate my negative responses have been to the life in front of me. God, give me enough of your spirit to lift me out of my gloom. Hey, thanks for listening. Forward this to a friend who might appreciate it. You can find us at progressandperfection.com, and we will talk to you tomorrow.